For the year 1982, we're in Hackettstown Church in County Carlow, a church often described as distinctive because of its lack of windows on one side in terms of the public view of it. I have a strange little memory of someone connected with Hackettstown. More senior parishioners there will remember the wonderful man Maurice Handy, who was rector there back in the 70s. He had been much associated with the church's ministry of healing. But in some context, as a child, I met Canon Handy, and he showed me, I was obviously being defeated by the task when he met me. He showed me how to coil a rope using my hand and my elbow, and I've never forgotten how to do it. A most useful skill. Every time I do it, I think of him, and sometimes it shows how, I've often thought it to be a truth, the importance of the impact clergy make, not least on children, by stopping to be kindly. And I'm always amazed how the number of, as it were, older people who remember clergy when they were young because of their kindliness and the consequences of that is actually quite something significant. 1982 in Irish life was famously the year of Gooboo. There were two general elections that year. There'd also been one in June of 81. And between March and December, the redoubtable C.J. Haughey presided over a minority government that seemed accident-prone and indeed scandal-ridden. Most dramatically, a person suspected for two murders, and one was of a nurse who'd been bludgeoned while sunbathing in the Phoenix Park. This person was named Malcolm MacArthur, and he was discovered sheltering in the upmarket Dorky flat of the then Attorney General Patrick Connolly, who, it has to be said, seems to have been innocently, although strangely, caught up in the matter. But hearing of these events and of the place where the arrest had taken place, the Taoiseach not only compromised MacArthur's trial by declaring that the Gardaí had got the right man, in fact MacArthur later pleaded guilty, but he described the situation in Dorky as grotesque, unbelievable, bizarre and unprecedented. Grotesque, unbelievable, bizarre and unprecedented. And so Gooboo was born. And thus, through being taken up by Conor Cruise O'Brien in his Irish Times column, a new word entered the political lexicon, indeed the English language. It was seen as symbolising the threatening and volatile atmosphere of the time. And from time to time it has been resurrected, and commentators have asked whether it could be applied anew to more recent events. I leave that to your own judgment as to whether it can be so. Michael Noonan, the Fine Gael minister, tried to resurrect it somewhat successfully at the end of the Cowan government when piles of ministers were falling on their swords almost all at once. And he described those ministerial resignations at the end of that government as bizarre, grotesque and to some extent unbelievable. Just occasionally in my wickeder moments, I have even wondered whether the, as it were, the distinctive flavour of Gooboo manages to worm its way into the underbelly of the life of the church. But that would be a bad thought to have. Gooboo.